The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The N stands for kneel down and worship our greatness, and the N will soon stand for knock the crap out of the Hawkeyes.
You Iowans make me sick. Quick, Hog Humper. I bet everything in this here double wide the Huskers will win by 50.
There was one thing that will never change. The Huskers kicking ass in the Big 12, that's it. It is ordained by God.
I was really looking forward to seeing Big Red Leia whooping in that town. And we stuffed ourselves in our brand new motor home we got here. We live in it too. I swear I followed my compass straight west out of Lincoln. Hey, we finally made it over that hill, but hell, we drove for two bitching days.
Are you smoking? You're here to provide a good example of a Nebraska fan. Smoking is a bad habit.
Well, look here, you prissy little peanut fairy.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to Sound Off.
11:55. And finally, time to sound off. Chiefs edge the Broncos at the end of overtime on a doink. That's a big game. Was that a good game?
No, it was terrible. It was a horrible game.
It was an overtime game decided on the horrible final play.
I don't even like football anymore. You like football? I don't. It was terrible.
I don't like it much right now. Your chance to sound off is straight ahead. 515-282-9010. Hot topics. The Hawks shucked the Huskers. An Iowa beatdown of Nebraska 40-10. A once-lost Hawkeye season gets a jolt of life by a three-game winning streak to close, including wins over two top 20 teams. A nice holiday coming up for Iowa fans.
Meantime, Iowa State's season of fits and starts ends on a bad note. West Virginia blows out ISU in Jack Trice Stadium 49-19. Bad day for Iowa State on both sides of the ball. And kind of a surprise after the 66-10 whooping of Texas Tech. Plus, where was Joel Lanning? Sound off right now, 515-282-9010.
Thanksgiving weekend, time for reflection. Here are some of the many things that happened this year for which I'm truly thankful. I'm thankful for mini Andy Reid. Des Moines' Cooper Stiles stole Halloween with his spot-on costume. This isn't even my family. It's John's. But I'm thankful for this photo. I guess I'm thankful for the RV TV night Sears, Williams, Sipker, and Admire did a FarmersOnly.com calendar shoot. And that I had a camera phone the night Sipker stepped into the RV and started eating birthday cake out of the trash. Though I could have done without Sipker teaching my 12-year-old son how to gamble. I'm thankful for final laughs with my friend Dave Opperman, and that Dave got to see two things he never thought he'd see before dying. Cubs winning the World Series, Hawks shocking the Wolverines. I'm thankful John Sears had the nuts to pick Iowa's 30-point beatdown of Nebraska, and that John and Michael do much of the hard work for which I get much of the credit. This pick, not a good example. Better. I'm thankful for the piano in our lobby that allows me to fire up staff with show tunes, my dad posing on the mean streets of Beaverdale, and how much Fran McCaffrey loves the Franwich. I wish I loved anything as much as Fran loves the Franwich. Wait, I do. I'm thankful I met Jenny late enough in life that I appreciate how lucky I am and how awesome she is. Even though I did not have all of these kids from the start, I'm glad I had a hand in raising them. Wait, wrong kids. Yeah, there you go. I'm thankful for Hawkeye Elvis that cast your colonel, knew what was coming election day, even if pollsters did not. The pure joy of Liang Chao's laugh. The expense paid trip of a lifetime. Rose Bowl game was a dud, but hanging out for a week with these guys was not. And we broadcast from a battleship, the USS Iowa. I'm thankful the Cyclones made another Sweet 16, providing me another eventful road trip with my good pal Andy, for Aaron's disbelief, Ed the Pool Shark, and my favorite anchor team, friends all. I'm thankful Andy and I took our act to KXNO, and we're now joined by two other hit shows hosted by good friends, for the professionalism and poignant leadership of Sergeant Paul Parizic, and for my favorite week of work with the cast and crew of Sound Off 1000. Oh, and I almost forgot my favorite photo, Dolph meets Dolph. Cheers.
Well said, Keith, well said. Remember back when Nebraska joined the Big Ten and Husker fans thought, there's no way Iowa-Nebraska is going to be a rivalry because Big Red is too good for the Hawkeyes, too much tradition. Well, Iowa has now won three of the last four games in the series. The last time Iowa beat the Huskers by 30, 1899. We all remember that one. Rivalry on. Iowa finishes with three straight wins. Serve me up some crow. I did not see that coming after Penn State. Holiday or Music City Bowl? Chalk me up for wanting Music City. San Diego is great, but Iowa was just in California last year. Nashville is an underrated city and drivable. Year one of Matt Campbell had more valleys than peaks, but I think Cyclone fans should be encouraged. The loss to West Virginia was disappointing because of the margin and because they had just beaten Texas Tech by 56. I wish we would have seen more Joel Lanning on Saturday. Campbell says the Mountaineers were stacking the box, and maybe they were. The offseason will be interesting to see how and if they continue to use Lanning. It's early, but Iowa State basketball looks good. They didn't beat Gonzaga, but the Zags are a legit Final Four contender, and ISU had a chance to win. We saw the entire package from Deontay Burton. Now we know what he can do. The challenge for Deontay will be doing it consistently every game. Peter Jok scored 42 points against Memphis. Iowa still lost. That's a problem. But right now, it doesn't matter if Jok scores 50. This guy could probably drop 20 on that Hawkeye defense.
Not in those ball chokers, I hope. Let's get to maybe some not calls here. I agree with you, though. Iowa State looked good today.
Cyclone
fans should be fired up. Drew is in West Des Moines. Drew, Hawkeyes beat down Nebraska. What did you think about that?
It was wonderful. I was there. My main question is what do you feel about their bowl projections?
I think it's going to be the Holiday Bowl. I think there's a shot at the Music City Bowl, but I think if everything plays out like we expect, and it should probably, I think Iowa, the Big Ten, will send them to the Holiday Bowl, a bowl game they have not been to in a long, long time.
Yeah, it's been 25 years or so, and I think Holiday Bowl San Diego, that's attractive, but it is expensive, and the Music City Bowl would attract more Hawkeye fans, especially because, as you pointed out, and I think Iowa was just there on an expensive trip a year ago.
And the Holiday Bowl is 2 days after Christmas, which may play a factor in fans wanting to travel halfway across the country.
Or reporters. Justin is in Des Moines. Justin, what do you think of the Hawkeye effort against Big Red?
Hey, you know what? I got a couple things to say. For one, Murph,
yes.
It was great having a beer with you at Reclaimed Rails a couple months ago.
Nice place. I enjoyed it there.
I just wanted to let you know, I think the Hawkeyes and Stanford, that would just be the greatest freaking thing in the world. And how about them Chiefs?
I do not like the Chiefs. Not a fan of the Chiefs right now, or the Broncos, I'll say that.
Not tonight, anyway. The big win for the Chiefs, though. I know Michael Admire.
He's celebrating somewhere.
He's celebrating. He's probably out in the street. Dodger Denny is in Fort Dodge. Not in the street, though. Hopefully in the comfort of his man cave. Dodger Denny, what'd you think of the Cyclone basketball effort against Gonzaga and all weekend?
I tell you what. First, I want to say, way to go, Chiefs. Chiefs! And
some Chiefs fans out tonight.
Yes. And the Cyclones played well. I tell you what, they never gave up. They played tough. They played together. And they're going to win a lot of games.
Completely agree with that. And you have to be impressed by the defense that Iowa State showed against Miami. And then the adjustments that were made at halftime today, this game looked over. Gonzaga, a big team. That's a matchup problem for Iowa State. But Iowa State turned the matchup problem in its favor on that 15-0 run. A lot to like in what was seen today by Iowa State.
And one thing Deontay Burton also showed is he can rebound. Remember, that's always kind of been a question mark with Iowa State the past few years. I think he had 12 rebounds today.
Really long arms.
He's not going to score 29 a game. But if he can, you know, average 8 to 10 boards, that's going to be huge for them down low.
In pink shoes. Time for lookalikes with a local connection. Old Spice judges Big Papa says ISU quarterback Jacob Park looks like Borat. Old Spice, what do you think? No. Well, what about Jacob Park and the actor who plays Borat, Sacha Baron Cohen? Old Spice?
Likes that one.
He does like that one.
You know what I'm thankful for? This. Chances are it's going to make you feel the same way if you'll do what I just did. Hang on. What's Bugging Andy is next.
Welcome back and good morning. Follow us on Twitter at SoundOff13 is our Twitter site. B. McCool says Jacob Park equals Sam Richardson.
Interesting. Randy writes, for all the bitching Iowa fans have done this year, they still finished the season in San Diego or Nashville. Hashtag spoiled fans.
Two good bowl games on the radar. Well, like me, Andy is in a sentimental mood this Thanksgiving weekend.
And like Fletch, Andy brought a slideshow.
Guys, try to follow me here. I'm not really thankful for my phone, but my phone just reminded me of so many things I am thankful for. I think you'll feel the same way tonight if you just open up your photos and look back over all you've taken pictures of in the last year. That has me feeling so thankful for 2016. It started with a trip to the Rose Bowl. I wish it would have turned out better for the Hawkeyes, but the weather was beautiful and covering sports on the road made it feel like old times again. After arriving home, I got to teach my kids to ice skate, and I've always looked forward to that. I'm thankful they seem to love it too. I was thankful for a spring trip with the Cyclones to the Sweet 16 and an early summer trip with my best friend to the Boundary Waters. I was thankful for Sound Off 1000 and for all of the friends that I got to share that with, and for the reminder that without Murph, the talent and alter egos on this show never would have been set free. I'm thankful for big fish and for bountiful harvests, for Fridays at home with my family, for the good fortune of having both of my parents far longer than they had theirs. I'm thankful I got the chance to return to Rhinelander, Wisconsin, where I started in media 20 years ago this year, and for the joy of a new puppy. And if he would just stop chewing shoes and whizzing on the carpet, I'd be even more thankful. I'm thankful that good friends got to fulfill a lifelong dream. And here's hoping that Cub fans get to do the exact same thing 108 years from now. Most of all, I'm thankful for those who've lived with me the last year. My kids and my beautiful wife, my favorite thing. And for all of you who've continued to sit, well, right there as I sit here. Some have called 2016 a bad year, but you know, looking back like this, it hasn't bugged me at all. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
Thanksgiving is a perfect time for family, friends, food, football, and who's in your five. Plus live calls from Waylon and Philip to name two. There's a line open now at 282-9010. Sound Off Live continues it. Like us on Facebook, Sound Off Nation. In reference to the Faith of Kakati racial slur incident, Jacob writes, smart kid, handled a tough situation in the heat of the game with class and courage. Shows his character. Glad he's a Hawkeye. Hopefully this will put a spotlight on a well-handled and composed way of dealing with ignorance. Hashtag proud to be a Hawkeye.
Mike writes, Nebraska just called the Big 12 and asked if they could come back. Yikes.
Ooh, who's in your five favorite Thanksgiving movies? Here we go. Number five, Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. Number four, Scent of a Woman. Maybe you don't think of this as a Thanksgiving
movie.
Yeah,
I'm not really thinking that as Thanksgiving.
They sit down and eat some turkey. Well, yeah, there's a lot of yelling. Number three, The Big Chill. That's over Thanksgiving weekend. Number two, John, you'll remember this one, Grumpy Old Man.
Oh, that's a good one.
And, of course, number one, it is the new classic tradition, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. We're going to take a couple of Chiefs calls now. I do have to warn you, though, I was told by our director, Old Spice, who does an excellent job, but he refuses to show highlights from the Chiefs.
Not going to show it.
He won't show it. He's so upset about how late the show started.
I hope they need to burn that video.
He's not happy. So, Philip in Urbandale, you can talk about the Chiefs, but I just don't know what Old Spice will show.
Yeah, I can't believe that field goal went in at the last minute, and then they had to come back. Get it to overtime quite a bit.
I thought he missed it when it.
Yeah.
Try to picture it as you see the traffic cam here. But John, it hits the upright. I don't even quite understand the physics or the geometry of how it could hit from that angle.
Well, it hit at a 37-degree angle, and if you take the isosceles triangle and minus it by the rectangle square pyramid, mm-hmm. it went through the uprights correctly, and the holder actually thought it didn't go through.
Waylon, you buy any of what John just said?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. That's a nice compliment to John there. Next we have Don. Don.
Yes.
Can you hear me? Yeah. Are you interested in the Chiefs Broncos game?
Well, actually, Denver let us win, but I was glad to see the Chiefs win. I don't know why they kicked that long field goal.
Yeah, and again, Old Spice won't show that video. So I think, what is this, just a random shot in the woods? Oh, this is the Eagle cam. It looks like the Blair Witch Project. But, anyway, Don, sorry, I interrupted you.
No, that's all right. Hey, Keith, I just wanted to say that I'm speaking for a lot of Iowans, and we are so thankful to have Sound Off. You don't know how great that is to come on every Sunday.
Well, what a nice thing to say. Thank you, Don. I really appreciate that.
Thank you for the good job you guys do.
We appreciate that.
It's very nice of Don. Yeah,
thank you, Don.
Don's like our favorite listener tonight.
Now, I like that call a lot better than the Chiefs-Broncos game.
Yeah, and we got a chance to see that the roads are going to be virtually empty for our trip home at 1 in the morning.
And the Eagles are out hunting.
Avery in Newton, not related to the Avery involved in the Eagle cam. That's an aviary, right? I don't know. Andy would know. I'm sorry. Go ahead. In Newton, Avery.
Yeah, I got a two-part question. Who do you think will play if we get the Holiday Bowl, and who do you think is going to replace Daniels?
Thank you for the two questions. John, I'll let you take those.
Rumor has it could be an Iowa-Stanford rematch in the Holiday Bowl. It will be a Pac-12 team. They're matching Big Ten against Pac-12 in the Holiday Bowl. I don't know if I like that Stanford rematch in the Holiday Bowl. I want to play somebody different. Replacing LaShawn Daniels, it's going to be Akram Wadley next year. He's still more of the scat back, but he's going to get more carries next year than he did this year. But they're going to have to play some more of their younger guys, Tokes, Akronabadi, I believe his name is, Derek Mitchell, DMX, they call him. He was kind of left out the last half of the season. So those guys will get more carries, but they do need another back besides Wadley to carry the load because as great as he is, he's not a 30-carry-a-game back.
Did you see that Nebraska fan? Michael Admire found the fan. Did you see that guy? He had the dip in, looked like a small tire up there in his cheek. He looked miserable. That was a beatdown. Tough weekend to find a Nebraska fan smiling, but we found one with the help of a video vault. Cooter Ray can't wipe that stunned look off his face. Your final chance to sound off. Coming up next, 515-282-9010. Good morning. We'll be right back. Sound off at WHOTV.com. Just when we thought the Cyclone football team was really playing really well, they prove us wrong again. What an embarrassing way to end the season. Brian and Johnston.
Year 7 of Fran, and this team looks like his worst. Already lost 3 games and at least 3 more before the Big Ten play starts. The lack of even an average point guard for 7 years is baffling for a guy who is a guard himself. Iowa State has it figured out. Fran needs to learn from them or get out of town after this disaster. That's Ryan in Waukee.
Over under Thanksgiving foods. Overrated green bean casserole.
No.
Underrated cranberry sauce from a can.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Ugh.
I actually like it better from a can, John, than when it's served up in the bowl.
I need to give you my world famous cranberry salad.
Cranberry. Oh,
all right. 1 minute. Keep it short, sweet, and to the beat.
All right, thank you, Tiny Ref. Right. Mike in Altoona, we'll get a thought from you, and on to the next person.
Hey, guys, I find it interesting watching A.J. Derby play tight end for the Broncos tonight. When isn't that why he left Iowa? Because he wanted to play quarterback, and they wanted to switch him to a tight end?
Amen right. to that. Yep. Iowa wanted to switch positions. He didn't want to, but then he realized best way to make the league is a new position.
By the way, not pictured here, A.J. Derby. Just Old Spice will not show the Chiefs-Broncos game. He's that upset. Jordan in Beaverdale. Hi, Jordan.
Hey, I wanted to give props to the Cyclones. There's no freaking way they could come back to Gonzaga tonight. Like, holy cow, that was a great comeback. They played really great. Go Cyclones.
Yeah, they really did.
Almost finished it.
Thank you. Apologies to Bill and Brian. We're out of time. That's going to do it for us. We're back next week. We hope you are, too.
We leave you with the sound-off send-off. Another tough Black Friday for Couturier and
was.
Le Boner as they come to grips with another humbling Thanksgiving.
They did beat them.
Well, that don't mean shit.
Listen here, pig ticklers. You come to the Nebraska State Fair, it is your one chance. Your one chance to get within 250 miles of a national championship trophy.
Get your ass over at the Nebraska State Fair, August 26th through September 5th.
And tell them Cooter and LeBoner sent you. And remember the big red boner pill.